simple devotional for us today. Simple in the sense that it's not complicated, but it's looking at the sort of the watchword of the Jewish faith, one God. And the text is Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. You notice the capital L-O-R-D, the King James clue to the name Yahweh or Jehovah. And this was the thing that they said. They would put this, write it on a scroll, put it in a little thing on the door and touch it as they go in and out. This great verse has been recited countless times by Israelites down through the centuries, setting forth their distinctive belief in one great creator God. I was reading today that in the Gentile world, about the time that Paul wrote the letter to the Romans, the old Roman polytheism, a belief in many gods, had just fallen into disrepute. They so much was excused. If you didn't like the way one God told you to live, you just picked another God. Socrates, when asked what was holiness, said, I don't know. And they said, oh, well, we can tell you that. It's acting like the gods. And he says, yeah, but that's the problem. Which God? One of them wants to kill, one of them wants to heal, one of them wants you to steal, one of them wants you to give. And so he saw the inherent self-contradiction of polytheism. And by the time that the Jews had been in Rome for a period of time, the whole concept, just the philosophy of one God simplified everything, made more sense. And the Gentiles were attracted to it. It made more sense. So, Israelites and Jews and Gentiles alike were following this. The Jews had retained their original belief in creation, handed down from Noah, while the other nations had all allowed their original monotheistic creationism to degenerate into a wide variety of religions, all basically equivalent to the polytheistic evolution of the early Sumerians at Babel. But along with its strong assertion of monotheism, there is also a very real suggestion that this declaration, with its thrice-named subject, is also setting forth the triune God. What seems perhaps at the first concept seems to be saying that God, there's only one being that can be called God. As we look into it, this is one of the great verses. Christ quoted this verse. The name Lord is Yahweh or Jehovah. This is the self-existing one, the one who is the I Am. And he reveals himself, while God is Elohim, the powerful creator ruler. Elohim, as we've mentioned, is plural. It is the Hebrew plural. It has singular, dual, and plural. Dual is two, plural is three or more. Jehovah, our Elohim, is one Jehovah. That's the proclamation. Many respected Jewish commentators said the verse spoke of a unified oneness rather than an absolute oneness. Do you see the difference? Absolute oneness means nothing but a one. Where unified oneness speaks of a unit. The Zohar, written in the Second Temple period, 539 BC to 70 AD, said that the first mention was of the Father, the second of the Messiah, and the third of the Holy Spirit. They were catching that flavor of this meaning. The key word, one, is Strong's 259, Echad. It's often used to denote unity in diversity. For example, when Eve was united to Adam in marriage, they were said to be one flesh. We know they stayed two individual bodies, right? But they were one flesh. They were unified in their diversity. Genesis 2:24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Adam points this out, says this was obviously the plan of God. Also on the third day of creation, the waters were gathered together into one place. Yet this gathering together was called seas. So evidently more than one sea. At any rate, Genesis 1, 9 and 10, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, let the dry land appear, and it was so. God called the dry land earth, a gathering together of the waters he called seas. God saw that it was good. So Israel's great declaration, this thing that has become the watchword of Judaism and used as a reason to reject Christ as God, should really be understood as saying this. The transcendent God, the creator and sustainer of all things, is a unified transcendent God. That's squeezing a lot into one verse, isn't it? The Elohim, the name used of him in his power of creation. So, one God, picturing him as the one unified God.